Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. As you know, I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Welcome to the show. Our theme today, as always, is no perfect time to start following your dreams. Because, see, on this show, I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. Mine is inspiring you to accomplish your goals and live your very best life. That's why I bring these guests on the show to hear their story, to hear their journey. And really, it's not anything close to an overnight success. And I always tell people it's time to stop reading other people's stories and start living your own story. People always talk about their purpose or gift. If you have a gift, lead with your gifts and don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. We all, you know, this show is about dreamers. This show is about entrepreneurship. This show is about people who sit around just like you and I and one day realize that what they're thinking about can become a possibility.
Oh, definitely. You talk about possibility. We're talking about actuality. Make it happen.
You? That's you? That's what you? Now, you know, see already, I haven't even introduced her yet, and she just broke out. Let me just tell you who I'm about. Let me go introduce her, because she's one of these motivational people here that jumps in and tells you how to get your life right. So let me just describe who this fantastic voice is. My guest is Jessica Myers. She's a real estate developer and entrepreneur. As an investor and hotel owner, hear me now, she's a black female owner of hotels. You know, we always check in a hotel. She owns hotels. Transacting over $30 million in real estate assets, she is known as the deal maker. That's capital MKR. Her portfolio includes hotel properties and developments in Georgia, Indiana, Oklahoma, and the Bahamas. No one wants to be a boss, but everyone needs a coach. And that's what we're talking about on today's show with Jessica Myers. She's helping working with professionals, giving them clarity to their visions, to connect with their internal GPS, to provide a clear route to achieve their dreams. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Jessica Myers, the deal maker. How you doing, Jessica?
Oh, I stay living the dream. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, it's great to have you on the show because it's so many people want to be successful, but they don't have a plan. And I think that the thing about it is that we can say that real easy, a plan, because that sounds simple. Mm-hmm. But that's not simple because sometimes we can say we want something, but it just may not be available for you to achieve at that time. So now you use the word GPS, which we all know is a popular term for trying to find out where you need to go. You put in an address. It tells you where you're supposed to go. But sometimes, you know that, Jessica, you put in an address and it don't take you where you're supposed to go.
Yeah. Sometimes, like you said, you have ways and it might take you through the back route. And next thing you know, you're like, where am I? Where did it drop me off? And that's the funny part, because like you said, I'm a real estate entrepreneur and developer. And a lot of people come to me like, I just want to get involved in real estate. I just want to get involved. I just want to get started. And it's like, if we miss the basic steps of putting in the address first, it's almost like gassing up a Rolls Royce and saying, go, where are you going to? Where are you wandering? How can you measure your success and where you are? So if I say, I don't know if you remember going to AAA, where you would sit down and they literally will map out, okay, like you're going to New York. The first thing they're going to do is understand where you're coming from, where you're starting from. And so you know now how to guide yourself to where you're looking to go. Most times people just like to jump in and do. And that can oftentimes lend you in circles. And, you know, if you ever seen people or heard people, I'm going through a midlife crisis. I don't know where I am. I just been spinning and spinning and turning wheels because you haven't set a destination. That's the power of setting a goal. That's the power of, like you said, you can, there's no ways without a destination. There's no Uber pickup without declaring where you're going. And that's one of the things that I want people to understand as they go to build their dreams, as they go to build generational wealth, that you have to start off at least with a goal to give you direction of where to head to so that you can start making your journey.
Well, you know, it's interesting because she said AAA, and she said it's because they used to give out these booklets called triptychs. And I used to be a stand-up comedian. So I used to always go in there, Jessica, and I say, I'm going from Houston to Orlando. They sit down there, they put together, they go and pull all these different little maps, and they put them all together, and they just, and you just flip a page, it'll tell you the gas station, it'll tell you the eatery. It's called a triptych. And it was very detailed. That same triptych, now you have, and it's become electronic, and you have it whether it's in Wave or whether it's in Google or Verizon. There's so many different forms or versions of these triptychs that have now become electronics. But the great thing about it is that sometimes I always tell people you got to trust yourself, because back in the day before we had GPS, somebody would tell me basically, Rashad, come visit me. And they give me directions and they give me some landmarks. And then I would get there because I got the address. And so I bring that up in our conversation, Jessica, because so many people, they're so caught up on being told what to do and not trusting or understanding the landmarks of opportunities when they present themselves. Talk to me.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. Like you said, it's about trusting your gut and trusting your instinct. But one of the most impactful books that I've read that helped with that is Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich is a beautiful book that's written by Napoleon Hill that follows a lot of successful individuals and understanding what is the key to success after studying hundreds and hundreds of successful people. Like, what is the key? And it starts with tapping into your burning desire. And once you connect with burning desire, that's what helps, like you said, to give you that internal GPS, that whether you have the instructions or not, you have a direction or directive of where you're looking to go, which node, which direction. Because a lot of times when it boils down to it, it's not that people are lost. People are afraid. When you boil down to the deal blockers, they're afraid to dream. A lot of times your dream is so big, it scares you. And it's like, well, where do I start? How do I get started? But when you understand and you tap into your burning desire, when you understand that that's that internal GPS, that whether you have the directions or not, you have a fervor to accomplish and achieve your dreams and your visions. And how do I know this? Because so many people that I talk to, you know, that are talking about their dream and their vision, you ask them how long they've had it. It's not something that they just thought about yesterday and it's like, oh, this is what I want to do. No. A lot of times this burning desire has been boiling for years and they don't know how to start. They don't know where to get it out, but they just know that the desire lies inside. And that's where it's important to write it out, to understand what that burning desire is and take immediate action towards getting towards your goal.
And the goal is always, let me ask you this, I always tell people about, you have to be selfish when you're looking for your goal. And a lot of people use the word selfish as a negative. But I think that I use the word selfish as a word of being focused. You have to be focused on your dreams. You can't deviate. You have to put the time in. If that's what you want to do, you can't have excuses. And that's what I mean when I use the word selfish. You have to really understand that it becomes the top priority of what you want to do in your life. So when people come to you, deal maker, I'm going to just put it out there. That's our moniker. She's the deal maker. I'm talking to Jessica Myers. You know, she has properties all over this country, including the Bahamas. When you take on that responsibility of saying that you are a deal maker, now, that's a whole lot to say and a whole lot of responsibility tied to it. Why are you bold enough to say that?
Because I understand that of all the deals that I've done, from the $15,000, shack that I bought when I first got into real estate investing to the $19 million portfolio, I genuinely do an autopsy on my success. Like, what is the thing that made it work? What is the thing that made it not work? And what can I do strategically better to get to move forward? And one of the common themes that I found in every single deal was my three-part formula. And that was having the opportunity itself, the skill set and know-how of what to do with said opportunity, and the capital to execute on the opportunity. Every single deal I realized had these three things in common. So that's when I started to talk with people who don't have a navigation. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. And I say, okay, well, which one of the three do you have? And that will help me determine which of the other two that you need. And once you know, that's what I mean by the internal GPS. Because one of the things, when you set off to go to New York, they don't just say, okay, cool, you're going to start in New York. No, where are you coming from? Where is it that you're start? Where are you in that process to get to where you desire to go? And so that's where I break down of where are you in the process of the three-part formula? Do you have the opportunity and you need someone with the skill set and know-how and the capital? Do you have the capital and you're looking for the opportunity and the skill set? Do you have a skill set and you need someone with the opportunity and the capital? Like, those are the three things that help make any deal go. And when I coach and speak with entrepreneurs that are looking to get started and they don't know where to go, I often ask them, what of the three-part formula do they have? And that's how I'm able to connect with what other elements they need. Breaking it down into that formula, and like you said, with the focus to achieve it and attain it, anything is possible. From the 15,000 square foot home that I started my real estate career to the $19 million portfolio, it's all been thanks to that three-part formula.
Wow. But it also means that it's something that you had to, you know, as they say, you had to work on, you know, like you said, you know, being able to say this is what worked, and then start putting that aside, saying this part of, I can be consistent with this. Because that's the word I always tell people. It's two words that I live my life by: consistency and communication. If you're consistent, then you'll be able to handle any level of communication. But if you're inconsistent, you will never be able to communicate, because nobody trusts you. And so when I hear you talk, Jessica Myers, the deal maker, that means that you're saying to me, Rashawn, I am consistent in what I'm saying. So when people come to me, when I communicate, I have a history of success, because that resume means something. Because it's a lot of people jump out there saying they're financial advisors, they tell you they're real estate experts, but don't have the resume or the portfolio.
Exactly.
Don't that make you mad? Don't that make you mad?
They don't have the receipts to back it up. It's the theory and the knowledge without the application. And as we know, knowledge is power, and it's best known through experience. It's crazy, because I went to school actually for journalism. So I didn't go to school for real estate. So to experience is what helped me to prune and come up with that formula, that three-part formula. It's like, how do I extract what worked out of my process? Because a lot of times when you do something, especially as an entrepreneur, you feel like you're like Einstein or Thomas Edison, where you're trying to figure out this equation. And having a blueprint from success is what helps you to get there faster. Because Einstein spent hours and hours and hours going over the thousandth light bulb that wound up working. Mm-hmm. But what if you gave up at 996?
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
So that's where you talk about the consistency, where you talk about keep going in the path and in the journey, because that's where it unfolds. Even the three-part formula, once you put it in your life, you see how it works, see how it fits, see how it helps you to get to execution and success. And that's where the true magic comes in staying focused to the goal, to the dream, to the vision, and watching it come to fruition.
You have a book called Real Estate Mastery. And before we go to break, tell everybody the importance of that book and why did you write it?
Oh my gosh. So many people will come to me, how do I get started in real estate? And I found myself repeating the same thing over and over. And then that's when I realized, like, it's really, a lot of people have the same issue and the same problem. And so when you find yourself repeating it, and that's how you start to develop the process, and you're like, wait, let me put this in a book. Let me put this in a way that breaks it down and explains it in an entertaining way. Because there have been a lot of things that, you know, I've been through in my career that, you know, for one, starting out with drugs. A contractor was selling drugs in my house when I was selling it. And it's like, oh, well, what do you do when you're in those type of situations? Well, that's why I break down in the book, like how to maintain your contractors, how to, you know, protect yourself against things that can happen that are wrong. And I really lay out the process of the autopsy in my book, Real Estate Mastery, not only how you can get started, but how you can protect yourself against, you know, a lot of things that come up, like a contractor selling drugs out of your house.
Wow. We'll be right back with more. We're going to talk about the Cash Flow Game Night, which is coming the first week in April. Five-day challenge to get started and email us to stay connected with real estate. So we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I'm talking to the deal maker, a.k.a. See, usually you say Jessica Myers, a.k.a. deal maker. I'm going to say deal maker, a.k.a. Jessica Myers. We'll be right back with Money Making Conversation Masterclass hosted by the one and only Rashawn McDonald. Don't go nowhere.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Let me tell you about the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. People always talk about their purpose or gifts. If you have a gift, lead with your gifts and don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. The interviews and information on his show are for everybody. Don't let change scare you. He's here to educate you because it's time to put your dreams into action. The show, Money Making Conversations Masterclass, interviews CEOs, small business owners, influencers, and celebrities. They share financial and career success tips with Rashawn McDonald, which you can only hear in the Money Making Conversations Masterclass show. Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. As you know, I am the host of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. I'm talking to the deal maker, aka Jessica Myers. And Jessica, you know, real estate, they always, you know, ever since I was born, you know, I always heard that word, God ain't making no more land. This is it. God ain't making it. So we have black people who tend to rent, And white people in general, they buy. They buy homes, they buy properties, and so they have equity in their lives. And so we don't have equity. We don't have power, which in turn affects our credit. So this is a big story that we're talking about when we're talking to you about opportunities to be able to achieve success for people of color. And so when you walk out there, you are a woman of color. And then you talk about properties, you know, and that's what always, you know, we kind of trivialize the whole process. I always tell people, you know, we're used to buying jewelry. We're used to buying clothes. We're used to buying shoes. And then we get up there and buy us a car, you know, and then if we're fortunate, we might buy a house. Now, when you start buying an actual office building, when you start buying an actual hotel, resorts, now, I can't even put my head around the fact that you got properties in Indianapolis. You got properties in, you know, Scottsburg, Indiana. You got properties in El Reno, Oklahoma, right here in development in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Bahamas. Why do you wrap your head around the fact that you, Jessica Myers, is a hotel owner?
Well, for one, it's a team effort. Anything that I do is always a team that is surrounding. But once you understand the power of focus, setting your GPS on the target, that's how you build people that will follow. Just as you saw in Forrest Gump, he just took off running and everybody's like, I don't know where we're running to, but we're running behind him. And that's what it's about, leading the charge, setting the destination. I set out to do 1,000 doors. And how do you do so? Well, doing it one door at a time can be rather slow. But now the commercial aspect of it, getting into the hotel space, allows you to exponentially get, like when we got our Home 2 Suites by Hilton, we immediately added 85 doors to our portfolio. When we picked up the second package, the Staybridge and the Hampton Inn that's in Indiana, that added 200 plus doors to our portfolio. So it's almost like you start to build a team that's knowledgeable, that has that skill set and know-how that helps you be exponential about achieving your vision and your dream. Because even what you spoke to just now, a lot of it was liabilities. You know, as far as things that are not income producing versus looking at assets which are income producing. And that is the power of leverage, ownership, the access to income producing assets that even after you've paid for them or paid them down, they continue to provide cash flow so that you can build your portfolio. Because one of the main things that you talk to anyone, I don't care what your dream is. I don't care if it's to be a shoemaker, if it's to be a designer, if it's to be a knitter, whatever your vision is as an entrepreneur, one of the main things you're going to need is capital. And when you go to get capital, and a lot of people in our community don't have trust funds, they don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars lined up. So they're dependent upon how to get capital. Now, most people think if I trade more time for money, then I can get enough capital to achieve my dream. But what I'm saying is ownership of real estate allows you to leverage the equity to then get capital so that you can fund your dream. So even for people who are like, I don't want to be involved in real estate. I don't like it. Da, 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 da. Cool. But just have ownership of an asset of some capacity so that you can then leverage that ownership into the asset to get the capital funding that you need even for your business. Now, if your business is real estate, you can leverage that and get into bigger plays, which is what I've done as a hotel owner. But you can do that to fund your dream. But it's all about getting in the game and getting access to ownership.
Equity, you know, being able to borrow on your ownership, being able to build credit, being able to build credibility, being able to have a clear understanding of respect within the business community, being a woman of color, just a person of color in general, to even walk into the hotel or hospitality business. How were you able to do that?
Well, for one, strategic partnership. That's what I say about the skill set and the know-how. Understanding what players to put on your team so that you achieve optimal success. My girl, you know, she was understanding what I was doing in the single family space as far as bringing together the capital, the opportunity, and the skill set and know-how. And she was like, you know, if you bring that to the commercial arena, you can go a lot further. And she was the one, Devon, actually had the experience from working at the front desk at the Hyatt all the way up to managing assets and portfolios worth billions of dollars for a lot of these overseas investors. And she was telling me they do the same thing. Pretty much hotels own less than 10% of the inventory that they actually put their name on. So that means the Marriotts, the Hiltons, all of those, they operate like franchise businesses that allow you to buy into the brand standard and have ownership into the building. And once I understood that, I was like, that's like real estate, just like what I do in the single family space, except understanding on the commercial side, it's a similar concept, bringing together the opportunity itself. That's the hotel. That's the land. That's the what do I do? The skill set and the know-how. That's how do I make this play? How do I bring it all together? All of the pieces. That's where you have the experts, the broker that helps to bring the opportunity, someone to help analyze the opportunity to make sure that it's a win-win because you've built your criteria. Those are the skill set and the know-how that you will need on your team to make it happen. And then having the capital to execute with a clear vision and understanding the skill set that's there to support the vision, people will come and write checks. And that's where we created a hedge fund to help receive the funds of those within our community that believe in the vision. And through that hedge fund is where we're able to purchase these assets.
Wow. Tell me about the 5-day challenge to get started.
So the 5-day challenge, like I said, when people want to get started with their dream and their vision, they're just like, look, just take me to the goal. Just take me to real estate. I just want to get started. But one of the things that you find is the deal blockers. The deal, that's that fear that you're going to deal with. Like, oh my, because even for me, before the hotel, you know, that Hilton hotel that we acquired when we first got into the commercial industry, that was an $8.3 million transaction. That was the largest transaction that I've been a part of up until that point. So that was very, you talk about fear. It was like, I don't think I'd done anything over $2 million up to that point. You know, we sold single family homes at $1.8 million and $1.4 and $1.6, but never in the commercial space over $2 million. So that was a lot of fear around, can I get started? Should I do it? What if it doesn't work? And a lot of people get an analysis paralysis and they're like, oh my gosh, their fear stifles them from progress. And so not only do you have fear, you have procrastination. Procrastination comes from actually being afraid and you keep putting it off, but really you're just scared. You're just, it's like, I need to get started. So one of the things in the challenge is how do we overcome that fear? How do we get urgency about achieving our goal, which boasts confidence in what we're looking to achieve? And through that 5-day challenge, it's looking to change the mindset to get you to achieving even greater into the deals that you want to do.
And the deals is that of being able to not say what you can't do, but position to do what you are capable of doing. And because that's what it all comes to. It's like, I remember when I bought my very first car, fear in buying that first car. You know, looking at the notes, 3 years or 4 years, whatever your payment plans that you set up to buy that car or lease that vehicle. It's like, well, what's going to happen? Maybe if I lose my job. You can't even think of it. You have to throw all those doubts of what you can't do. You have to push those out the window, out your mind, because that will stop you from achieving your dreams. A lot of people don't understand that they stop themselves a lot of time from pursuing their own personal happiness because they get into the mindset of the what if. The what if will stop you more than anything. And who creates the what ifs? You. Because you can ignore the what ifs that come from other people. You turn a deaf ear.
And really the what ifs are crafted by past experiences. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking about, you know, if you saw somebody, you know, you saw something that happened to someone else or you're listening to the news, it can impact your input and your output of what you want for your dream by listening to someone else. And that's why, like you said, you got to put the blinders on and stay focused. Stay consistent in what you're building. Because if you're in someone else's lane, worried about what they got going on, of course it'll make you afraid. But y'all aren't up to the same circumstances. Like, you know, there are things in my life that I'm not a mom yet. So me having to plan for, you know, like, hey, I can't do this or I can't do that. Like, I have a different set of circumstances than someone that may be a mom, and they have to think about being a parent and what goes into their circumstance. So my circumstance isn't yours. That's why I say go by the formula and apply that formula in your life, because that's what's going to help you understand your plan. Because I can't tell everybody what to do based on my circumstances, but I can tell you who I became that helped me to achieve the results that I did.
And that's important that you say that. Now, what is the cash flow game night that's coming first week in April?
Cash flow game night, I'm so excited. For one, Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, has been one of the most pivotal books that I've ever read in my life. For one, it teaches you about the rat race that I don't know if sometimes you don't even know that you're in. It's almost like you run, and you're just like, wait, why am I not going anywhere? Because you're trading time for money, and there is no way to outrun trading time for money. So you have to understand the concept of allowing your money to work for you. And he's put in this nice game that helps you. It's almost like Monopoly meets life, where you all take on a persona of, you know, are you a police chief, a doctor? You have bills, but the name of the game is to allow your passive income to exceed your total expenses. So everyone in there has total expenses and all of that, and you start out at zero. And you have to go around and around and around the rat race and pull for opportunities until you find your way to allow your passive income to exceed your total expenses. And that's how you get out of the rat race. Playing this game single-handedly is what launched my career into real estate and allowing me to own my own time. Because really, I know we were talking about goals, we're talking about deal making and all of that, but it all boils down to owning your time. When I was in corporate America and I love to travel, I wanted to go on a trip and I had used up all my vacation days. And the HR director was like, oh, don't worry, you can just borrow from next year. And when I realized that I had to borrow time from my employer, I realized I didn't own my time. And that was a problem for me. And that's where I had to go back and was like, wait, we have to fix this. And understanding the game of cash flow is allowing your money to work for you instead of you working for it. And so we're creating this experience where you can get immersive learning. We're not sitting down in a lecture, but you're actually playing in a game. And real life application to this game is what helped to change my life. And that's what I believe this game night is targeted at, helping others change theirs.
I'm speaking to the deal maker. That's Jessica Myers. She's a real estate developer and entrepreneur. As an investor and hotel owner, she's transacted in properties right now over $30 million in real estate assets. As one talks about properties, we're talking about Georgia, we're talking about Indiana, we're talking about Oklahoma, we're talking about the Bahamas. And she always says, no one wants a boss, but everyone needs a coach. And that's what she does. As we close out this interview, just talk everybody about what you do as a brand builder, what you do as a deal maker.
So as a deal maker, I make it all come together and I help people push past their fears of how to make it happen in their life. We come together, we devise a roadmap of success, and we work on executable steps that get you to your dream. And even if you don't have it, I help coach and train of how to look for those experts that have it, that you can plug in and you can make the formula work for you in your life. So hit me up, itsjessicamyers.com. I-T-S, jessicamyers.com is the best way to reach me. Apply to work with me, and that's how we can connect and make it happen.
She's the deal maker, Jessica Myers. Let me get that straight. And in the future, when we talk about these opportunities, please come back. I know that you're a great speaker. You convinced me. You want me to change my life and go into the real estate and just pursuing the opportunities of being great. But again, thank you for taking the time to come in on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I really appreciate you.
Of course, and thank you for the invite. As always, you know you got it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com and follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time you stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own.
Thank you.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.